Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Sometimes it's exciting to be on the radio. Sometimes. Is it, should I say sometimes or sometime? Sometime it's exciting. It's kind of fun, all the research that we go through in order to bring you conversation that sounds like we know what we're talking about, unless it's music or technology.
Well, and thank God we have that research, because otherwise we wouldn't know to start with the story about frisbee golf. I mean, that's the highest interest.
This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Oh, we don't have to talk about the election?
There's an election? I thought people were really concerned about frisbee golf.
All right, frisbee golf. How does that work?
I'm teasing.
How do you play? No, how do you? Would you put a frisbee down and hit it with a golf club? How do you do that?
No, you throw the frisbee. Yeah, you throw the frisbee as if you were, like, instead of hitting a golf ball, you throw a
like
frisbee.
Like on a golf course? You'd go out with a frisbee on a golf course?
Frisbee courses, yeah.
I go in the pasture.
Some of them are pretty intense. Actually, you could easily do a frisbee golf course on your farm
and confuse it with cow poop patty.
It's like the bat signal for hippies. You would be amazed at how many people will show up to your golf, your frisbee golf course.
Really? So that's something they do next year. Probably not now. Season's getting a little chilly and wet where we are in the Northeast. Anyway, Victoria.
I know. Yeah.
And it looks like Halloween will be a little bit. I don't think it's going to be a wet Halloween, but it's going to be a chilly one, depending on whether anybody actually goes out or not. All right, so we're not doing frisbee. Are we doing the election? Is that what you're saying, Jennifer?
I think we should probably do the election, yes.
Oh, okay. I was hoping
it's a close toss-up, I know.
Well, I want to learn about something new. I never heard of frisbee golf before.
I love to enlighten you.
Yes, I know you do. So does Victoria. But as the old guy, he doesn't know what the hell we're talking about. There he is. Once again. All right, so here's the direction. This feels right to me. My head and my heart are getting closer to having some sort of grip on reality. Maybe that will include not knowing in a week who the president's going to be when January 20th rolls around in 2021. Yes?
Don't say that. Well, don't say that. Here's the thing. Okay. You guys know I'm going to go and vote for Trump. I'm going to be happy about it. And I hope
really? You're going for Trump?
And breaking news, Victoria has already voted. I'm pretty sure she voted for Biden, and she'll be happy if he wins. And, Doug, who knows what's wrong with you? I don't know. But but what I will say is for this country, really hope that we know who the winner is, at least on election night or in the day after, because I
but
feel
like what are the chances of that, really? Give us a percentage, because you're our political guru. So what do you really think the strong percentage is that we'll know on election night?
Well, I'll tell you this much, and this may sound kind of funny, but
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, maybe Jennifer's head's not quite clear, because in case you haven't heard, the Dodgers won the World Series. So for the next
I went
three,
from wearing blue
days,
for a week, now I got to find all my red, so I'll be wearing red up until election day now.
Okay.
I do have to take a break for Halloween so I can be Carol Baskin.
There's a lot of fighting over voting.
Wait, Doug, let her answer the question. Go ahead. I want to hear what Jen really thinks about this.
Okay. So I actually think that there's two scenarios that will happen here. I think either it will be a – and this is – and don't go – because then I say this. I can hear you already, Doug. But I think there's two potential scenarios. I think that if this election actually is supposed to go and it goes honestly and faithfully, it's a really close race. If you look at the polling
in the
swing state, it's a very close race. So either the polls are totally wrong and Trump wins in a landslide, and we know this on election night, or we are close enough where the swing states, and this is what I think is probably more likely, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, they're going to have their vote counts in before it's we can actually tell who the winner is.
Recounts.
And, well, it depends on how close there are, because recounts are only triggered with a certain number of votes. But here's the thing, for like Pennsylvania, which is this, depending on the polling, it's either Trump that's up or Biden that's up, but both are up within the margin of error of each other. So it's a pretty dead heat in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. They're going to be accepting votes like 3 or 4 days after Election Day. So if it's tight enough for them to think that those votes that are coming in matter, then you're not going to find out who the president is, because Pennsylvania will be one of those states who determine it until 3 or 4 days after. So either it's a blowout landslide, and I think the blowout landslide would come from a Trump win, not from a Biden win, just looking at the electoral map, not talking about popular vote. And so that's probably the least likely. The other is that it's very close, and it'll probably take a couple of days for states to actually certify things. And so I think it's probably a 70% chance that it'll take us at least probably 24 to 48 hours to get a clear idea as to who the president is. And that would be the best case scenario. See, here's what could also happen. And I don't even want to give this light, because I feel like it's just not good for the country no matter who wins. And that is if the attorneys get involved. Because in all the key states, you have both campaigns that have lawyered up. There are Biden lawyers and there are Trump lawyers ready to be watching over the vote count. And if either side has any reason, or maybe no reason at all, to question this, then it goes to the
smoke.
Court. And it's not good for the country
smoke.
If that happens.
All right. So here's what this is something, when I'm looking at how this is being presented. For example, I saw a line that read, Democrats are trying to make it easier for Americans to cast ballots, and Republicans are trying to make it harder. Do you know how offensive that statement is?
That totally offensive,
very
too.
Offensive, very offensive. The fact, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, that you can go in and vote in some places and not have to declare who you are, or not have to prove who you are, that's, for somebody who has fought for the right to vote, that is, men and women, we're always lauding the men and women who wear the uniform, who are, when there is a war that's justifiable, they fight for the freedom, or whatever, however you want to lay it out. To suggest that we let anybody and everybody go in and vote is more than offensive.
That's not the suggestion.
More
that's
obnoxious.
Not it.
That's,
yeah, I
that's
think
not
it,
the suggestion.
There's a lot of people that say that Republicans don't want people to vote because they don't want to extend some of the rules. Like this week, the Supreme Court ruled on a case in Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's registrar of voters wanted to extend the deadline for people to get their ballots in like 3 or 4 days after the election. And here's what really infuriates me. As a Republican, I want everybody to vote. I don't care if you're voting for my guy or your guy or somewhere in between. I don't care. I want everybody to get one vote. I want that vote to count. But what I don't think is cool is when you want to change the rules. Like, everybody knows Election Day is November 3rd. And even in a year of a pandemic, you've known there's been a pandemic since February. If you can't get it so that your ballot is either postmarked by Election Day or dropped off by Election Day, then you're an idiot. So yeah.
I think they wanted it to extend because it had to be postmarked by Election Day. Mm. But the delivery
could have been 3 days after or something.
Be. Yeah. All right. In Michigan, yesterday, a judge overturned an order by the Secretary of State who had ruled that people couldn't carry guns to polling places. So apparently now you can.
You're not supposed to.
That's a tactic I could use in California. Hey.
Oh, my God. What? Why
see,
are you bringing a gun?
Exactly. Why are you bringing a gun to the polling place?
Yeah.
It's the same reason no firearms should be allowed in a polling place. Same way you can't walk in wearing a Trump T-shirt or a Biden T-shirt.
Right.
They will turn you away. You are not allowed to do that. These are simple, basic rules. But that is a form of voter suppression. When someone shows up with a gun.
Wearing guns?
If someone shows up with a gun, people consider that to be voter suppression.
Oh,
because if you're not voting for that person, who that person's supporting, then,
your
life is supposed to be in. Exactly.
But here's where I would take issue. I would take issue constitutionally. I believe people have a right to have a firearm. And if they have a concealed carry.
Come on.
Then let me finish. Concealed carry permit. If they have a concealed carry permit, then they should probably be able to carry. Now, if
how about just no firearms are allowed at a polling place? Like, what do you need?
Well, you shouldn't see them, is my point.
You're not protecting your property. I mean, it's come on.
Do you know that 70 million plus people have mailed in their ballots already? That is really
well. They've already. That's not the Postal Service count. That's the number of people who have early voted. And more people have gotten smart about the Postal Service and knowing how messed up it is right now. I almost said the wrong word. And so most people are doing a ballot drop box if they can. because it's the postal service is so janky right now. I'm in New Jersey, and my brother and my sister-in-law's anniversary was last Wednesday. My parents mailed them a card on the Saturday prior, and they just got it just yesterday, right. a week and a half later. They live 15 minutes apart from each other. That's how janky the postal service is. That's what I told my mom. I'm like, Mom, really, why are you so... Well, yeah, so she's still using the postal service, which is stupid.
You heard
but they dropped their ballots off.
I use the postal service. You two girls got your checks yet?
Nope.
Yeah.
Really?
Nope.
Thank you.
Really?
Google. No, I wish you would just electronically.
I know, but it's not. This is a tribute to the old way of doing things.
You have like Google Trends.
So when I get paid next year, I'll let you know.
Google Trends are saying that people, ever since that Hunter Biden story came out, that they're typing in how to change my vote. So in these early voting states, there are people who are actually looking for how to change my vote.
I think that's totally true. No, I don't think that's real at all. I've seen that story floating, and there's no credibility to it.
No, my neighbors across the street told me that very story. They'd voted early, and they were now trying to figure out how to change their
vote. They voted for Trump.
No. Well, they did now, but they were going to vote for Biden.
Well, they didn't send their ballot in to try to change it.
They voted for Biden, and then this thing came
you
up about China.
You said that they
China.
Voted for Trump.
Did I say that?
Yes.
I think that's what they
Your
wanted
Your gay
to
neighbors?
To
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a whole conversation about that. They voted for Trump, you said. Look, that's a farce. This is a conspiracy theory that is planted on social media. I saw this floating around all day. There is zero credibility, and there's no source to it. It's just one of those urban legends now that people are passing around. Oh, you know, everyone wants to change their vote. No one's changing their vote. That's such BS. It's like saying someone's
undecided. I don't even know how I'm going to vote yet. So I'm not.
They might
want to
consider it after the story keeps getting thicker.
17 past the hour on the DJV program.
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah, we thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/provember.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. The fully automatic all-wheel drive system is capable of transferring 100% of available engine power to the rear wheels when necessary. The enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions, and it's the only minivan to offer all-wheel drive and stow-and-go seating and storage. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
All right, the DJV download. Most played Christmas tunes is our focus, a tribute to LeBron James, and an Irish lady talks about Halloween folklore. DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yep, might as well jump. It's 23 after the hour on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen, and Eddie Van Halen along for the ride. Well, actually, he's not along for the ride unless he's spiritually here with us because he passed away earlier this month, remember, at the age of 65. So, in the L.A. County, the Pasadena City Council directing officials to come up with ideas and report back on how to best remember Mr. Van Halen. They're going to memorialize him. It was his hometown, Pasadena. It's still unclear what form that tribute will take. Pasadena is one of my favorite places. If it wasn't so far sort of away from where the kids are.
Not far from me. That's almost my hood.
I think it's a wonderfully quaint. It's one of those, like, it's kind of like Delray down in Florida. This is a quaint little city.
So it's nice. Wait, so Pasadena is west of L.A.?
No, east of
east.
LA. Yeah. Nothing
oh,
west
but
of
wait,
LA.
Jen, you said it's next to you, right?
Yeah. East of
East.
LA.
That's what I meant, east. Yeah, east.
Yeah. East.
So
yes, yes.
East of you're in the valley, right?
San Fernando Valley, but Pasadena, San Gabriel Valley, but literally
right.
We're kind of like bordering
right
communities.
Along the fault. So you're on
I can
one
be
side
in
of the
Pasadena
fault.
In 15 minutes. Yeah. It's a great little walkable town, and they have an old town, and the houses, what's really cool, because in a place like California, you get a lot of tract homes. The cool thing about Pasadena is that a lot of the homes around there, they all look different, and they all are like summer craftsmen style. I mean, it's a fun thing
really
to do.
It's really a nice place. And they have a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse that we go to.
That's right, if you say
right.
We used to, anyway.
Oh, really? We're out now? Oh,
well, there's a place to go.
Right, exactly.
When people went to restaurants, yeah.
Right. Okay, so the city council wants to build a statue, or at least they're thinking about building a statue, maybe a plaque, or rechristening a city building in his honor. His home, where is it? Where is it? Is he in, did he live downtown? Do you know where his house was? Was he out? of death.
So I don't know exactly where his house was, but I do know he's got his initials carved in the sidewalk in Pasadena.
Oh, really?
Okay. And so a lot of people, from when he was a kid, like as he was coming up, he put his, and they kept them there because he turned into this mega rock star.
Right.
And the story's become pretty famous. So actually after he died, it became like a quasi-memorial, really, for him.
They want his house designated, the people there, as an historic landmark.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. The Van Halen family moved to Pasadena in 1962. They came from the Netherlands. The band Van Halen formed about a decade later with David Lee Roth and Michael Anthony in the band. They all grew up in Pasadena together with his distinct guitar solos. Eddie propelled the band to the top of the charts in the late 70s, self-titled debut album, and then a blockbuster record, 1984, which contains the classics Jump, Panama, and Hot for Teacher. Hot for Teacher. Craig, yeah, play that. Yeah. All right, so you understand.
I don't feel tardy. That's one of the best videos, right?
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, Van Halen was, when you look back at their old videos, they were just, they always had fun.
They always had
so much showmanship, and then you add in great music. They're just, they were
The thing I liked about them is that they weren't like some of the other, like, heavier rock bands.
Thank you.
Because they were always fun. Like, they always looked like they were having a good time. They didn't look like they were eating bats and, you know, praying at the altar of the dark god and, you know, whatever they do.
When these songs came out, I was doing a morning program on a rock station. And this stuff was all about what we... And I didn't like most of the rock, most of the music I was playing I didn't like. But I always liked the Van Halen stuff. Because, as you suggested, when you hear it, you smile. It's just, you know, that they're having a good time. And it feels like... Music feels like a good time. It's not just noise, like a lot of the crap that came from bands like Metallica. Ugh, God, that stuff is horrible. But Van Halen was just... It was great. It was fun noise, if you will. So, good idea. Tributes for Eddie Van Halen from the Pasadena City Council. That's a good idea. Number 8 on the list of 100 greatest guitarists, according to Rolling Stone. 28 after the hour.
If you're one of the 40 million Americans buried in student loan debt, you need to listen to this and get ready to make a call that could save your life. It could take you decades to pay off your student loans, and that's crazy. The government created a special student loan repayment program, except you don't know how it works, but we do. At Modify Student Loans, we can lower your monthly student loan payments, qualify you for loan forgiveness, and help you restore your good credit even if you're in default. If you want to lower your monthly payment, write the number down. If you owe over $10,000 in student loans or are behind in your payments, we can help you. Call right now or put this number into your smartphone. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040. Lower your monthly payments and qualify for loan forgiveness. Call Modify Student Loans now. 800-693-9040. We can help to lower your monthly payments, but you've got to write this number down. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Good morning, friends. Here's how we start the day. U.S. fighter jets intercepted and escorted a plane flying in restricted airspace near President Trump's rally in Bullhead City on Wednesday. The jets briefly distracted the president and the crowd.
That plane's about 4 days old, You know, we have all brand new equipment, F-35s, everything.
The aircraft was escorted out of the restricted airspace by NORAD aircraft without further incident. The U.S. Supreme Court declined on Wednesday to take up a challenge to North Carolina's decision to allow absentee ballots to be received and counted up to 9 days after the November 3rd election. Democrat Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf urges voters to get going.
Still have your mail-in ballot, fill it out now, and don't wait. Hand deliver your vote ballot at a secure drop box or at the County Board of Elections.
Voters must postmark their ballots by Election Day. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Researchers in Spain have announced that 82% of hospitalized patients with COVID-19 were vitamin D deficient. They studied levels of the vitamin in 216 patients admitted to the hospital for COVID-19, finding that 8 in 10 patients were clinically deficient. The Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism reported a control group of 197 folks. Among these people, 47 were vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D can be produced naturally by exposure to sunlight and found in some foods, including oily fish, eggs and fortified milk, and plant-based milk substitutes. As the presidential campaigns wind down, let's take a look at the Biden camp. USA Radio News, Tim Berg has more.
On Wednesday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, early voted in Delaware. On Tuesday, he spent part of his day in Georgia trying to flip the state from red to blue. Kate Bedingfield is the deputy campaign chairman and communications director for former Vice President Biden. She explains why the former vice president is spending time in Georgia.
What we're doing in this final week is we are keeping as many paths to 270 open as we possibly can. We're talking to as wide a swath of voters as we can. That doesn't mean that we're abandoning what you're calling the traditional blue line states or the priority states to get us to 270. Not at all. In fact, we're just talking to a broader swath of the country.
That audio, courtesy of CNN.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
That's something you can do. At 34 past the hour, you've returned to the DJV program. Doug Steff and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the air, fighting truth decay. I want to see if this actually works, ladies. Somebody, I've been looking at Facebook and all the people who say, I'm never going to listen to you again. Well, you know, the listenership is up 6% in just the last month. So if you really find it that annoying, why do you put yourself through that torment? If it's really that terrible, go listen to something else.
Yeah.
Good God. Hey, manga,
what are you doing? This is not how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, it is. I'm tired of people bitching about stuff that is, you know, go bitch at somebody else. So here's a question. Somebody sent me this on Facebook. I'm just trying to figure it out. 80 beers minus your age plus $40 gives you the year you were born. So figure that out? 80 beers. Okay, let me see. 80 beers.
Read them again. Hold on.
80 beers minus your age plus $40 gives you the year you were born. So
yep.
80 minus
worked for
7
me.
Is 3 is 7.
That's wild.
40. No, mine
yeah,
is off by a year.
Yeah, but it's something about add the 80 and minus the 80 and something like that, I think, isn't it?
But mine's off by a year.
Yeah, same with me. It's 1 year off.
Yeah, really?
Hmm. Do it again. I used a calculator.
80
I
beers.
Did too.
I just okay, think, right, you right, you know, see, that's the problem with you. Neither of you know how to edit the addition, subtraction, multiplication, division.
Hello.
I just put on a piece of paper, 80, 73 is 7 plus 40 is 47. I was born in 46, so it's off by a year. At any
right.
rate, yeah.
That's weird. Oh, because
okay.
you haven't had your birthday yet, ding dong.
Oh, that's true. My birthday is next week. You know, thank
you. Ding dong.
That's right. My birthday is next week.
Yeah.
All right. So let's let the girls duke this one out. The DOJ is not going to represent Trump in the E. Jean Carroll case. That's from a federal judge who blocked the Justice Department's effort to intervene in the defamation case against the president. This lady, E. Jean Carroll, claimed the president disparaged her when he denied her claim that, well, you know.
Well, it's a rape case, and so this is, I don't know if everyone is familiar with her name, this is in New York City, but the thing that people didn't, I don't think people realize, first of all, the Department of Justice, William Barr is the one who initiated this. He is not Trump's personal attorney. This happened 20 years ago. He was not president. The Department of Justice should have no jurisdiction over this whatsoever, which is why the judge ruled in this way.
I agree.
But what people don't realize is what William Barr tried to do is you take Trump out of it, and the United States becomes the defendant. The entire country becomes the defendant. Which is,
right.
yeah, it is stupid. And then that also triggers all of our taxpayer dollars would end up defending Trump in this case. I don't want my taxpayer dollars defending Trump in a rape case. This should be settled in a court and, you know, move on however, whatever happened, I don't know. But this should not involve taxpayer dollars. So I'm happy that the judge ruled in this way because this is ridiculous to have the United States have to be, essentially, you can't claim that your country defamed you. So this would be a lose-lose for Jean Carroll.
I wonder if there's been, because I don't know this, and I agree on the
surface. There is a legal precedent, not for a president, but there is a legal precedent for other elected officials that have been swapped in and out.
Yeah,
so that's why William Barr tried to do it, yeah. But I'm glad that it didn't work.
Yep. All right, let's see where we can go in the Ohio case here. These children in Operation Autumn Hope. Agencies, law enforcement agencies across Ohio, the Buckeye State, cooperating in this investigation that led to 179 arrests and 45 missing children in just one state.
Oh.
So how much of this human trafficking stuff, we don't really talk, I don't know whether
no.
it's so
well, and
discouraging
you know, this is what irritates
to look at
me
this. And,
about yeah. the immigration issue is that people get so emotional about immigration. I understand it's an emotional issue that touches a lot of people really personally, but the reason that one of the main reasons I oppose illegal immigration to the country is because of what happens to women and kids on their way to get here. I mean, there's so much sex trafficking. There's so many people who work so hard and put all of their faith in a coyote to get them across the border, and their whole life is
ruined. Oftentimes,
even
$3,000 most of them.
Yeah, which they can work for forever to try to get that money. And it's so troubling to me, and I don't know. I hate to see it because so oftentimes these are women and kids who don't know how to protect themselves once they get here and, you know, how to get themselves out of trouble. It's just such a sad situation.
But I think in this case in Ohio, these are children who've been returned to their families.
Yeah, they are.
It's a good story.
These are not immigrants. These are actual kids
who have been sex trafficked. I know.
Yeah. It's happening in both arenas, Victoria. I think
and
that's the
No, I get that. Yeah.
Yes.
With
right.
this story, though, this is actually something to celebrate because the sting operation has been unfolding over the last several months, and they've been able
Georgia's
to reunite
doing the
a
same
lot
thing,
of people.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Indiana as well. All right. So, well, we're into the state thing and the elections next week. Puerto Rico has a referendum question about whether or not they want to be a state, right? And is that up to them? I didn't realize. How does that work? I've forgotten from my civics days as to is it initiated by the state or is it initiated in Congress? Where does it go?
I think that the referendum might be to see how how Puerto Ricans feel about it.
Feel about it.
But that's
okay.
Not going to...
It won't be binding.
So if it's an overwhelming majority of, yes, we want to be a state, then... So someone has a phone.
Yeah,
for you always right. saying that your phone is never with you, your phone shows up on this show quite a
well,
bit.
Because I saw somebody... I saw all of those fractious comments that had been sent on Facebook, and then I saw the other thing, and I thought, okay, this is pretty entertaining. Let's do this. The beer thing. Excuse me. Back in Puerto Rican statehood.
Yeah, so I do believe that it is an act of Congress to add a territory or a state.
Takes an act of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. And who in Congress is going to be, who would be the person
Chuck
most
Schumer.
Likely to put that forward?
Hmm? Chuck Schumer. The Senate's been threatening
before
to make
this?
D.C. Yeah, to make D.C. Yeah. a state, to make Puerto Rico a state, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well,
backing them in.
Yeah. I thought the Quibi thing had been settled. I don't know. Every
Quibi?
Time I turn around, there's another story or Quibi.
Quibi. Quibi's done. It goes away December 1st.
Oh, it isn't dead yet. I thought.
No.
I misunderstood it. I thought it was done, finished, over.
No, it will officially disappear on December. I think it's December 1st or sometime in December. But the reason that they're doing that is because they're still trying to shop around those properties. So they're hoping that other people will pick up their shows, and so they
Got
can
it.
Make a little bit of money back.
Well, but don't they have to expand upon them? They can't just do
oh,
the
yeah.
same. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Yeah, because they're like minutes long, so they'd have. But the intellectual property, you know, the ideas for those shows. I think that the what Kiefer Sutherland was doing was great with The Fugitive.
Yeah. I'd like
that
to have seen a
easily,
real show.
To me,
yeah,
that is such an easy thing to make into a full time show. There's a really, you know, the candidly Nicole, I forget what it's called, Nikki Fresh or whatever, Lionel Richie's daughter, Nicole Richie. She's had several reality shows on MTV and VH1. She has a show on Quibi that could definitely be put on another major network. They have some good ideas. They had Spielberg. They have an exclusive property
yeah.
from Spielberg, who doesn't do anything anymore except to sign, you know, put his name on stuff. And he actually created a show for them, which the idea was cool, but it was just, I think the whole thing with Quibi was way too pompous and restrictive.
Yeah. All right, the latest on exterminating the murder hornets, Washington State.
Sorry, those murder hornets just freak me out.
Oh, they're gross. They really are.
Oh.
They think they're
heading to California. They think that, I don't know, Jen, if you've heard that, but they think that they have nests already in California, Northern California.
We should set up a sting operation.
Yeah. Well, they tried that, but...
See, ladies and gentlemen,
my favorite.
this is the context of what we have here on this program.
How can anyone hate this? I don't get it.
What, hate the murder hornets?
No, the show, because
no,
you keep
exactly,
talking about
right.
it, getting
well,
hate
those
mail.
People, are, they're so focused on themselves, and you know what? Go if you don't like it, go away.
Yeah, that's like literally why there's a button.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say
right.
dial, but no one has
By
a dial
way,
anymore.
By the way, one of the things that's great, this is great news, I'm a little distracted here by news yesterday that AM radio, most of the affiliates, I think we have 23 FM stations that carry this program, most of the stations are AM stations, and most of the stations around the country that carry talk are AM stations. And even though... most of us who are close to what goes on at the FCC think they're a bunch of idiots. Yesterday, they agreed to allow AM radio to be digitized. And if you want the bottom line, what that means to you, the people who are listening to this program on an AM radio station, is that the signal quality going forward, as soon as they change the technology at each individual station, will be just as good as what you hear on the FM band.
That's
so
about
no longer,
time. Oh
exactly.
My God.
It's been years and years in the making. When you turn on an AM station like I do here in Boston, WBZ, there's so much interference from other signals. It's all right. And WRKO. I can't listen to the talk station unless I'm on top of the city. Do we have time for this? I have to tag this. By the way, again, get it at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com every week, my farm show, and also a podcast. So one of the scientists who retired from NASA has gone public with a story that I have suspected was true. This is going back 40-some-odd years. There were a couple of space probes that landed on the surface of Mars, and the equipment that was in them strongly suggested that there was life at that time on Mars. This fellow's name is Gilbert Levin, And he said they were looking for signs of life, and they found it. It was a monumental discovery. In fact, life there, they think, or at least what came out, this is in the Atlantic Monthly this week, this month, what they think came out of this was that there were beings that were actually found on Mars, and NASA decided it was too much for Americans or the world to deal with, so they decided not to investigate any further. But this guy says not only once, but twice when they set up those Mars landers was there evidence that there were beings on Mars. So does that mean it's still there?
What does that mean? Beings, yeah. Like Martians walking around, or like aliens? They found like, you know, some sort of a plant,
like a fly,
or something. Right?
Maybe that's where the murder hornets came from.
Definitive life, the aliens in a sense.
Well, I think I need him to expand on that.
Definitive life could mean
unfortunately,
it's like an amoeba.
10 minutes before the hour, and we can't be expanding on that because we have to do something else. All right, you're welcome, Jennifer.
During the 1980 presidential campaign, Ronald Reagan struck the killing blow to President Jimmy Carter's chances for re-election by asking one simple question: are you better off than you were 4 years ago? A recent Gallup poll asked voters the same question. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. According to the poll, 56% of voters said they were better off than they were before President Trump took office. This percentage is higher than when the same poll was conducted during President George W. Bush and Barack Obama's administrations. When Reagan asked this question, the answer was a resounding no, as evidenced by his solid victory over Jimmy Carter. But in 2020, the answer seems to be yes. But what does this predict about the 2020 election? If American voters believe that Trump contributed to their improved circumstances, then it could mean that they will support the president regardless of the polls. Either way, it is clear that Reagan's question is every bit as relevant today as it was in 1980. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah, we thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/Provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/Provember.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss.
Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Past the hour. Time now for a visit with Laura Banks, actress or actor. She's a best-selling author. She's done a lot of great work on the radio, movies, you name it. But I call upon her because she's an expert in astrology. And I think it's such a nebulous thing, but I like to take the practical approach as we get into Halloween and things that are spirit-oriented. How much you think about astrology, is there any connection whatsoever between astrology and Halloween or things that happen, you know, the eeriness of the full moon? Or is that just silly old wives stuff? Ooh.
Well, all Hallows Eve. Hello, Doug. Thanks for having me on the show as usual. All Hallows certainly started in the paganism tradition, and certainly at the beginning, people, cultures worshiped planets and harvested and worshiped and, I guess, sacrificed goats to the god as
animals.
Yeah. Right. So certainly there's a paganism attached to this. But the real witnessing, the real bowing down to as a culture in the form of, at this point, taking candy from strangers and dressing up in funny costumes, is bowing down to the power of death, because it's a dying time. The trees are dying in their magnificence with the leaves, and we're seeing everything get cold and scary. And so how we deal with it is to try and light the night, ignite the moment, right? Have it make it fun. Oh, you know, skeletons are fun. Well, no, they're pretty scary.
Yeah, they are scary.
They represent death. Yeah.
Ghoulish stuff. And people like those horrible movies, the hacker slasher, Halloween, the chainsaw stuff. I don't understand, but that has its roots in a certain spiritual experience as well, does it not?
Being scared, you mean?
The stuff that comes from scaring people. This is actually All Hallows Eve, which was originally, I think, a tribute to the dead, wasn't it? Isn't that how it all started?
Well, exactly. Yeah. Right, and we're moving into Scorpio, your favorite sign, Doug, and that represents life and death at its most perplex.
You know, I want to correct you for a second. I don't know that Scorpio, even though it's my birth sign, is my favorite. I'm a Piscean in terms of my moon, and I have Aquarius as my rising. I think I like Pisces better in terms of how I want to define myself. Then I can't get away. I can't run away from being a Scorpio for sure. But I like the impact that the and this is a Pisces moon, is it not? We have now.
Well, right now, you caught me off guard on that one, but I cannot tell you otherwise that Scorpio has three planets in its rulership and is by far a more powerful sign and an extraordinary sign that gets underwritten, unfortunately. It really is the most powerful sign of the zodiac.
Scorpio.
The fact that you have so,
So are Scorpios the most powerful people in the world? People who are born in the month of Scorpio, like me. Am I one of the most powerful people?
Because they deal with life and death, because of their psychic phenomenal abilities, because of their intuition, because, you know, they'll undermine themselves as often as anything. But I would have to tell you, I would have to say, you know, Aries, you know, that Martian thing, Scorpio's Mars, Pluto gets Uranus, they're all in rulership there. It's the eighth sign, so that number eight is an upper hemisphere and a lower hemisphere. So as we move...
upper hemisphere, lower hemisphere?
We're moving through Virgo, going into Scorpio as the eighth sign. And Scorpio has a high energy or a low energy. They either crawl like scorpions and rodents, or they fly like eagles. Sir Hanserhan was a Scorpio, right? So he's a killer. Then you have Robert Kennedy, who was a Scorpio. So the power of that Scorpio energy right now in our lives is to go for that magnificent, high-powered energy, leadership, good energy. Mm-hmm. But we're unfortunately drawn to the darker side.
Well, I think in terms of my own Scorpio connection, I think I do have strong intuition. I can see through people and situations pretty well, and I do like to get to the heart of things, to the heart of the matter. I want to get to the bottom line. Basics. Give me the basics. Give me the summary. Even though I'm lousy at it myself, I talk and talk and talk. But
and certainly that Pisces moon comes in, that helps so much in your compassion. Mm-hmm. And softens that Scorpio, who's got that killer instinct, that Pisces moves in and goes, look, we got to care for people and the planet and animals here.
We do.
And do this right.
Yeah, and that certainly is my, that is actually a major theme of my life. All right, so it's good to have all of this stuff put together as sort of a healing experience we have every week with Laura Banks here. 59 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.